Well, now, Casey told us the story of how you two met. How did you come to be at the station that day?
I was going to class.
And was this your first day in class?
I don't remember whether it was the first one or not, but it was going to Principles of Radio Broadcasting. That was the Radio 101.
Mm-hmm. And it was taught up here in McVeigh Hall in the radio studios.
In the WBKY studios.
And that was when?
That was in 1946.
And you were here to study broadcasting, or were you? Why did you come to UK?
Well, I came because I wanted to study radio broadcasting.
And you were a Kentucky native, unlike Casey.
Yes, I was born in Louisville.
So you knew about the station and the university and its reputation in broadcasting.
Oh, yeah. And I had been to Vanderbilt for a year before that in engineering school. Before I went into the service, and then I spent 3 years in the Navy Seabees doing surveying, civil engineering, and I knew that after I got out of that, I did not want to be a civil engineer. And everybody told me I had a wonderful voice for announcing. I ought to be on the radio, so I followed it up.
And when was it that you decided that it was a combination of radio and advertising that you wanted to do?
Pretty shortly, at least within my first year at the university. And when Dee Huddleston and I got to talking about it, we thought maybe it was a good idea, and somebody had mentioned the possibility of a topical program. So we went into Dr. Kuiper's office. We had all of our plans put together and presented this to him. And, of course, Dee went on and bought the station, owned the station in Elizabethtown, and I went on through management and ownership through 35 years of broadcasting.
But there was no program like that when you came here, so you were a pioneer, really.
That's right. We decided.
How did you go about that? Obviously, you were taking courses in radio, but how did you address the advertising end of the major?
Well, we went to our faculty advisor and had all the classes that we needed to get from radio, from journalism, and from the Department of Commerce, including salesmanship.
When did you graduate?
I graduated in June of 1949.
Besides taking classes here, did you work at WBKY?
I worked at WBKY the whole time that I was there. Used to do dramatic programs. We got Wheeler Furniture Company to underwrite the cost of them. And this was before PBS started soliciting all the funds in order to fund the programs.
I was going to ask Casey about that because today, of course, we are extremely dependent on underwriting. We're very dependent on doing pledge drives and having listener contributions. So you were doing underwriting in the 1940s, too, but it was
That's
something
right.
new.
And we just said this half after 8, as I remember the name of the program, and we said it was underwritten by Wheeler Furniture Company.
Now, did you actually make that sale?
Yeah.
So you were not only acting in the plays, you were providing the money to do it, too.
Sure. I remember one of the things that everybody, my wife still chides me about it. The tower for WBKY was right outside the window on the side of the McVeigh Hall. And in order to relamp it whenever the light would burn out at the top, they would want to call in an engineer, and I think they wanted to charge a couple $100 to climb it. I said, I'll do it. So I climbed, I think it was only a 250-foot tower, and I climbed up the top and put in a new lamp and saved them all that money.
I don't think you'd want to do that now because our tower is up, our antenna's up at about 1,000 feet.
That's right. No, I wouldn't.
That's a long way up. 250 feet's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I'm impressed that you did. So you really did everything at the station. I mean, you were selling the underwriting, you were acting,
I did engineering. I had my third class ticket. And later on, I studied for the first class ticket, but never did take the test. I just wanted to know as much as my chief engineers did so they couldn't pull the wool over my eyes.
That's a very good skill to have. Yes, that can easily happen. Do you remember what kinds of plays you were doing back then and what kind of roles you took on?
No, I sure don't. That's been too long ago.
But we always see the pictures of Orson Welles, you know, doing five different parts in a play. Was that the way it was?
Yes, and we did all kinds of our own sound effects. And you know, we always talk about radio being the theater of the mind.
Well, what other memories do you have of campus in the 1940s and the radio station?
Oh, you know, there's so many things. You think back of the friends you made and all the people that worked with it. I did a lot of other things on campus besides the radio station. Organized the Stray Greeks because I'd gone to Vanderbilt for a year before the war and pledged Beta Theta Pi. And there was no Beta chapter on UK campus, so I asked the Dean of Men if it would be all right if we organized a bunch of Stray Greeks. And so we got not only the men, but the women, too, who had pledged other fraternities and sororities on other campuses, and we got them together, and we had more fun than any of the rest of them did because we were coeducational.
Back in those days, in the 40s, was WBKY broadcasting any of the athletic events on campus?
Oh, yes. We did all the football games and all the baseball games and all the basketball games. And I did some of the color on those, but Dee Huddleston did play-by-play. There were several other very accomplished people who came in and did play-by-play and color on the football games. And we would sit right up in the broadcast booth at Stahl Field and do the football games right beside WHAS, who was doing it over the CBS radio.
Are there other programs that you remember from then?
Not that I can recall. You know, we did a lot of agricultural programs from the Cal College, and we did some home economics programs, and a lot of times I would do the announcing on those, introductions and closings and some interviews. And I learned a lot about interviewing and from Lolo Robinson and Helmer Sulzer, and we had, I forget the names of some of the other people that came in later.
And in the 1940s, there was a huge music studio here on this floor in McVeigh Hall. That since has been turned into offices and other things, but I've seen the pictures of orchestras and bands playing in there.
I remember some of the band practices and orchestra practice up there would feed through the walls, and when you were doing a program, all of a sudden you had a little music background.
Not planned. But there were also live broadcasts, though, of music, too, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. We did a lot of broadcasting of the orchestra and chamber music and some quartets, quintets.
Mm-hmm. And you were involved in those, too?
As I recall, I did some announcing. I have a lifelong love of classical music, and I learned so much about the programs there at UK because I was able to take an introduction to music appreciation and learned about opera and all the other the pronunciations of composers and a lot of things.
And, of course, opera is still a huge part of what the music school does on this campus.
Oh, yes.
It's a tremendous program.
Oh, yes. And you are also broadcasting the Met on Saturdays?
Yes, we are. Now, what did you do after you graduated?
Well, I first went to Bridgman, Michigan as the advertising manager of the weekly paper there on the edge of Lake Michigan. And then I went down to Russellville, Kentucky as the assistant editor of the Russellville News Democrat, and then I got the job I was looking for in Louisville at WKYW in sales, and I worked there for almost 10 years. And then I went to Henderson, Kentucky, and my first management job for Hex Lackey, and managed WSON in Henderson for about 10 years. And I was kind of backed into, well, I went back to Louisville to WKYW for a short time as manager, and the chairman of the board of Telesis Corporation was starting a cable TV empire, so I worked with Telesis Corporation for, you know, 3 or 4 years as administrator of that company, where we built 41 systems around the country. And then I went back to Dayton, Ohio to manage the station, one of the stations there, and had the opportunity a couple of years later to buy into a station in Charleston, Illinois, and we were there for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah, Casey mentioned that, that she had done some teaching there as well.
That's right, and in Henderson, we, Casey and I worked together. We did the emceed the county fair queen contest, and we broadcast the homecoming parades, and as she said, she wrote a lot of copy and did a lot of the commercial announcing, and we had a very good partnership.
Are there any other memories of UK or WBKY that you want to share?
Well, the University of Kentucky has meant a great deal to both of us, and we do everything we can to stir people that way, and you think about all the, when you get to be 80 years old and you think back that far, that's been a long time ago, but we still luckily have our very good health and our good memories, and I certainly appreciate your taking time to talk with us about it.